Tav Chesem and Aleph, five lines from the top to two dots. Omar Abaya, Zorak Averis L'Shus HaRabim, if a person threw a basket, a round object, a basket, Kaveris, literally a beehive, he threw a round object, L'Shus HaRabim, Gavoya Yud, if it's 10 high, Ve'en Rechav Avav, and if it doesn't have a width of 6, it's 10, Tvachim high, doesn't have a width of 6, he's high. Rechav Avav, Potur. If it's Rechav Avav, it's Potur. So the basic principle underlying this halacha is, we know that for throwing, a person is chayv. Not only for carrying things from Rishus to another Rishus, but also for throwing things. And we learned that in the Mishkan, the Malachs are learned out from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they used to throw, the artisans, the people who were working on the Mishkan, used to throw, they were working on the curtains, they throw needles one to each other. They used to throw objects. The basic principle is that one is chayev, being zayreg, for throwing a chayfetz, for throwing an object. But something which is large, which is has the dimensions of a reshus, is not considered a chayfetz. So that's not, there's no chayev for zayreg, because that's being zayreg a reshus, as opposed to being zayreg a chayfetz. The chayev is for throwing an object, not for throwing a reshus. Now we know that a reshus has a dimension of 10 high and dalet al dalet tvachim, the length and the width. For instance, the top of a wall. The top of a wall, if it's 10 tvachim or more high and it has a width and a length of dalet al dalet, that's a reshus. A reshus is 10 or more high with an area, surface area of dalet al dalet. If the kaveres has the dimensions of a reshus, then he'd be potter because he's throwing a reshus, not a chayfetz. Now, so simply speaking, it would be if he throws, a person throws an object, let's say he throws a block, and a block is dalet al dalet, and it's 10 high, so he's potter because he threw a reshus, not a chayfetz. There is some mathematics involved over here because we're talking about a circle, so we have to equate the length and width of the circle to a square. So if it would be a block, he'd throw a big block and it's dalet al dalet, the surface is dalet al dalet. So if the surface is dalet al dalet and it's a block that's a podium, a block that's 10 high, he's throwing a reshus, not a chayfetz. Now a circle has to have more than a diameter of dalet al dalet, because if the circle only had a diameter of dalet al dalet, if this is a circle, and if it's only measuring dalet, and it's measuring four tvachim from one end to the other end, then you wouldn't be able to fit a square into it, because a square has straight sides, straight angles. It comes up, whereas the circle, now it comes down here, and it comes down, the square goes straight up, and it has to come across. So it has to come across here, come across and down. So you have these areas over here, which are more, have to be more than dalet in order to fit in a square of dalet. So if we want to fit in a square, we want to have, assume this square is dalet al dalet. If this square is dalet al dalet, to fit this into a circle, the diameter of the circle from one end, the length of one end to another, has to be more than dalet. In order to fit this square of dalet into the circle, it has to be, the circle has to have more than dalet. Now the basic principle is that when we look at, we want to equate a diagonal to a straight line, the square has straight lines. It's approximately 1.4, 1 2/5. So if I want to have a square that has a length of dalet, the circle has to have a diameter of dalet 4 times 1.4, which is 5.6. So therefore the square has to fit in, a square of dalet al dalet has to fit in to a circle which is at least has a diameter of 5.6. Now the Gemara uses 6 because it rounds it off. So a circle which has a diameter, If the circle has a diameter of 6 tefachim, from one end to the other end it's 6 tefachim, you can fit a dalet al dalet square into that circle. Then it's considered that it's a reshus, as long as the basket is 10 high, then that's considered a reshus, not a chefetz. So the mice, in actual fact, if a person threw a basket which was 10 high and had a diameter of 5.6, he would also be potter. But the Gemara just rounds it off to 6. So the Gemara says, if Abaye says a zorka veres gavoya yud of ein rechava vav, if it's less than 6, in actual fact, less than 5.6, then he's chayv. That's considered a chayfetz. He threw an object, he's chayv. Rechava vav, potter. But if it's rechava vav, then it would be considered potter, because then it has a dimension of more than dalet al dalet, 10 high. It's a reshus, not a chayfetz. Rava amar, afil ein rechava vav, potter. Rava says, even if it's not rechava vav, it's still potter. Even if it's less than Vav, he's also potter, for a different reason. For a different reason is that even if it's not Rachav Vav, and it is a Chefetz, right, so if it's less than 6 Tvav, less than, being precise, 5.6 Tvachim, and it's considered a Chefetz, but the Chefetz has to rest entirely in the Rishus. Even if you throw an object, if you throw a tall object, let's say it's a narrow object, it's a block that's narrow, that's not dalet al dalet, but if part of it is extending higher than 10, then it's not considered completely munach, it's not landed, it's not completely contained in the Rishus HaRabim. Part of it is extending above the Rishus HaRabim in the airspace of the Malkum Patur. Now, if it's 10, exactly 10, then one would say that, well, if it's 10, and if it's not Rach V'Dalet, it's a Chefetz. If it's not Dalet Al Dalet, so if it doesn't have a circumference of 6, it's a Chefetz. And if it's 10, then it's not above 10, so it should be high. But Rava says, no, if we're talking about a basket, it's a wicker basket, it's woven, when you do the weaving, there's going to be part of the chassis, they're going to be part of the warp that protrudes above. So you're going to have part of it, there's going to be a component of it that's above 10. And the second principle over here in this Gemara is that even if it's a chayfetz, and you're throwing a chayfetz and it lands in the Rishus HaRabim, he's only chayv if it lands completely in the Rishus HaRabim. But if part of it protrudes above 10, which is the airspace of the Malkum Patur, then you're potter. So Rava says, in a wicker basket that's 10, but it's not smooth, it's not a straight line, there's going to be parts on the rim of it that extend above 10, so part of it is in the airspace of the Malkum Patur, not in the Rishus HaRabim, so you're potter. So therefore Rava says, Rava Amar Afilu Eina Rechava Vav Potter, my time Yeshul Krum Yeshul Kana Shul Yalu L'malam Asor. You're going to have a portion of it, a portion of the kana of the reed that extends above 10, so you're potter. Now Abaya argues on that. He says it's Rechava Vav, it's Gavoy Yud, that you're chayav. Now, as we'll see, Rava and Abaya also agrees to Rava that it has to be completely in the space, the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim to be chayav. That it also has to be completely within 10. However, he holds the krumia shalkama, this little bit of the protrusion of the reed is insignificant, it's bottle, and it's not chosha. But if there's a significant component of it, he also agrees that you would be potter. So an extension of what we just said, kafa al piya. Now, if he turned the basket the other way around, so normally a basket is used that is open on top, you put things in the basket. But if he turned it the other way around, so the open face of the basket is facing down, so the top of the basket is on top, the open part where you have the sides of the basket and the mouth of the basket is facing down. Now, there's a principle in mechitzas, in Erevin, then a mechitza, if you have a wall, a mechitza, a partition, that is within 3 of the ground, we say lovud, and it's considered extended down to the ground. So therefore, in actual fact, even though we need a halachic mechitza of 10, you don't need a physical mechitza of 10, because if the physical mechitza extends and it's within 3 of the ground, we say lavud and we view it as extended all the way down to the ground. So based on that, an extension of that principle is if you have the basket and it's churned and it's facing down, the mouth of it is facing down, so you have the sides of the basket. Once it gets to the airspace of within 3 of the ground, well, we should apply the principle of lavud and say it extends down to the ground. Now, if that's the case, then you would say that even if the basket is not more than 10, but if you threw it and within 3 of the ground, we imagine halachically extend the sides of it down, so if it's 7.5 tefachim high, even if it's not 10, it should be viewed as, well, once it's in the airspace of within 3 of the ground, it's considered like it's a reshus. It's considered halachically like it's 10, and now it's considered above the height of 10. So let's see what the Gemara says. Now, if it's only Shiva and Mashu, it's only 7 and a little bit, so then it's still within 10. But Shiva Umechsa Potter, but if it's 7.5, meaning anything more than Shiva Umechsa, then it's considered like it's above 10, it's in the airspace above, and it's considered landed. And it's considered now landed. Once you say lavud, it's considered extended down, and it's considered within the space of the Rishus Haram, but part of it is protruding and part of it is extending up. So not all of it is munach, not all of it is munach in the Rishus Haram, and part of it is protruding and extending higher than the Rishus Haram. So therefore, now here we don't have a machloikis, like we said before, that Abaye also agrees to the principle that something landing in the Rishus has to be entirely in the Rishus and cannot be partially above it. He just says the Krumi Shulchana is considered insignificant in bottle. But over here, if we apply the principle of Lovud, then we would say that part of it is extending up. Once it's more than Shiva and Mashahu, then we would extend the walls of the basket, and it's considered munach, and part of it is now, you have 3, or a little bit less than 3, then plus 7.5, or 7 more than a mashu, so it's considered munach, it's already landed, where the top of it is higher than 10. So it's not all landed in the Rishus. But Rav Ashi Amar, no. Even if Shiva Mechza is chayv, we do not apply lavud in this case. My time, mechitzas l'seichan asuyas. The mechitzas are made, l'seichan are made to be for, to use in the interior. Mechitzas, we apply lavud. But a basket which is used not as a partition. The basket is used to contain what's inside of it. It's just to hold what's inside of it. It's not used as a partition to separate and block off something else which is outside. It's used to contain. It's made for the interior, not for the exterior. We don't apply the principle of law. We apply it to mechitzas, not to the interior of a basket. So therefore, he says it's not relevant to this discussion.
If you have a post that's 9 high in Rishus HaRabim,
now as we said previously, the avir, the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, goes up to 10. But normally, typically, we would say that between 3, the area between 3 and 9 is not considered Rishus HaRabim, it's considered Carmelis, because people don't use that area. That's not used by the public. So it's not used by the public, it's not considered part of the Rishus HaRabim. However, he says if you have a post which is 9, that is a convenient height, that is a height where people use it to adjust their loads. They'd put their loads over there. So therefore, they would put their loads over there, it is used by the public.
So therefore, would be considered part of the Shusha Rabim. So he says, if you have an Omud Tisha, if you have a post which is 9 Tvachim high, B'Shusha Rabim, V'Rab Mekatim Alav, and the people, the public, uses it to lean on, to rest on, to adjust their loads, V'Zorach V'Noch Al Gabav, and he threw an object and it landed on it, Chayiv. This is considered landing in the Shusha Rabim, and it's Chayiv. My time, why is it considered part of the Shusha Rabim? My time, Pachas Mishleisha, Midjastar Salei Rabim. If it's with 3 in the ground, people they step on it. They use that, they step over that area. So it's considered part of the 3, part of the Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah. Mishloi Shavat Tish, but from 3 to 9 Tvachim Loi Midras Dars, it's too high. People don't step on it, they walk around it. So it's not a public thoroughfare. And it's too low to lean on to adjust their load. So it's not used by the public. It's not used by the rabbim. It's not considered Rosh Hashanah. Tisha, but if it's 9 high, then they certainly rest on it, lean on it, and it's considered part of the Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, this area which is 9 is considered the Rosh Hashanah. It's mashma from some of the Rishonim and Rashi that it doesn't have to be dalet al dalet. It's considered a significant makom. It's considered makom choshev, and even if it's not dalet al dalet, then you'd still be chayev because it is like a hand. The hand isn't dalet al dalet, but it's used and in a choshev way and has chashivas. Even without dalet al dalet, you would be chayev. Ravid says no, it has to be dalet al dalet. There's a further machlok as Rishonim. If it's at precisely 9, and the Mashmos from Rashi and many Rishonim that it has to be exactly 9, other Rishonim say it means if it's an Omud, then from 3 to 9 that it's used. But Rashi, most Rishonim learn it's specifically 9. Amalei by Lerveso Gumamai, what about a pit? We talk about the height. What about something that's in a ditch and a pit that's lower down? Do we apply the same principle and say that if it's used, the public uses it, it should also be a Rosh Hashanah. It says, Guma is the same thing. It's used by the public, and therefore it would be considered a Rosh Hashanah. If the person threw something and it landed in that pit, in that ditch, which was 9 deep, then it's also Chai. Rav Amar Beguma Loi. Rav says, not by Guma. My Taima Tashmish, Al Yedei Atchak, Leshmei Tashmish. It's used only with difficulty, only reluctantly. If there's no option, not like the post, which is nicha tashmish, which is used easily and regularly, this is only a day at chak, and therefore it's not considered to be a Rosh Hashanah.